G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
And good news, Jen's come back again. You were talking last week. Jen, how are you?
Oh, good. Thank you, Sean. Great to be back.
You were talking about all the four main personality types of dogs. So I'm going to keep talking about that today. And most importantly, how do you know which category of dog personality your dog is in?
Oh, what a great question, Sean, because once you can work out where your dog is, you'll know better how to communicate with them, how to support them when they're stressed, how to give them the joy of life based on who they are rather than who we think they are or who we're desiring them to be. So it's quite easy, and the reason it's easy is because how do we know how any of us, what personality type we are? It's based on observable behavior. How do we interact with the world around us and with others? And based on that is how we get our temperament classifications, for want of a better word. Same with dogs. We can observe their behavior, and they give the same behavioral indications that we give to indicate what type of personality. I'll give you an example. We had a litter of puppies, three little puppies, all from the same litter. We had an easygoing one. We had a leading one, and we had a thinking one. So opened the nice big gate, the easygoing one and the leader ran out. They said, yay, what's out here? The thinker stopped about a meter before the gate. A little puppy. And he looked at me and he said, not with words, I don't have enough information to go through that gap. I don't know what's on the other side. I think I need to just wait this out. And when I've got enough information, I'll make that decision. So it's observable behavior that you can identify. Basically, if your dog is moving fast, they're one of two types. They're either the party animal or they're the leader. If they're moving slow, they're either easygoing or they're the thinker. If you watch your dog, some dogs dance from the hip, right? They're wiggle, 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 wiggle. We call that moving outside the body frame. They're moving outside the body frame, they're in the party animal and the easygoing. If they're more tight in their movements, they're the thinker or the leader. So there's all these really observable things that can let you know. If your dog's a jumper, a happy jumper, they're not going to be the amiable. They don't want to jump on you. The party animal does, and the thinker sometimes does too, to get your attention. All these little things help us to work out who our dog is and then how we set them up to win.
To me, what's fascinating to both of you is that you can have all these different personality types in the same litter. Is that right?
Oh, it's absolutely fascinating, because often people get a particular breed of dog based on the temperament. You know, Labradors are meant to be all soft and cuddly. But in any breed, there is this full range of temperament. It is a little bit skewed. In society and in the human population, it's equally shared. You know, all the different personalities are represented equally because we need them to survive. In the animal world, we breed selectively for behavioral traits. So it can be a bit skewed to one end. You get a lot of schnauzers that are really leaders.
It's a bit like, Joe, your brother or your sister can be completely different to you.
Exactly right. And that's why you tell them they were adopted, but wrong show. So, Jen, how do the personality styles, do you see that coming out as well when a dog's under stress or struggling a little bit with something new? How would that look?
It's really quite fascinating, Joe and Sean, because no matter where the dog is on that temperament testing, they all experience the same indicators of stress, whether that be to avoid the situation or to become autocratic in it and say it's my way, or to go bleh in their response, or to give in. But the order in which they go through it is completely dependent on their personality type.
Thanks, Jen, and we'll love to have you back.
Thanks, guys.
If you've got a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcenturyvictoria.com.au and click on the dog spot page. Thanks to Joe and Jen from Righteous Pups for both coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.